Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a swung jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is rag-infused chaos that still sits properly in a drum and bass mix. So this is not just about making something sound swingy, it's about making a short melodic loop feel like it was chopped from an old sampler, pushed a little off balance, and then made to dance with the breakbeat. Think of this ARP as a character in the track. It lives between the drums and the bassline. It can answer a vocal, lift the second half of a drop, or create that classic call and response energy that makes jungle and rag D&B feel alive instead of mechanical. Start by choosing source material with attitude. Don't begin like a synth programmer trying to design the perfect lead. Think like a sampler. A short stab, a vocalish phrase, a horn hit, an organ, or a simple saw pluck can all work. If you want to stay inside Ableton stock devices, load Simpler, Waveatable, or Analog. If you're using Simpler, set it to classic mode and trim the start tightly so you hit the transient cleanly. Keep the decay short and don't overdo the release. If the sound is too bright, low pass it a bit so it already feels a little worn and sample-like. The important thing here is that the sound should have personality before you even write notes. In jungle, the texture matters just as much as the pitch. Now write a short phrase. Keep it simple. 3 to 5 notes is plenty. A minor, D minor, F Dorian, or G minor are great places to start if you want that ragga jungle flavor. You want the phrase to feel like it can answer something. Start on the root or fifth, jump to the minor third or seventh, then leave a little gap for the snare to breathe. Maybe land on a higher note at the end, or maybe don't resolve at all and let the loop repeat with tension. A lot of people make the mistake of writing too many notes here. Don't. The power is in the rhythm and the pocket. Let the phrase imply motion rather than constantly shouting for attention. Now comes the swing, and this is where the thing starts leaning. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and try a swing preset like MPC 16 Swing 54 or 57. If you have a breakbeat with the right feel, you can also extract groove from that. Apply it to the MIDI clip. Then adjust the timing amount until the phrase feels relaxed but still intentional. You usually want a medium amount of timing movement, low randomization, and maybe a little velocity groove if the pattern needs more bounce. Then do some manual nudging. This is important. Don't swing everything equally. Push a few offbeat notes a tiny bit late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Pull one lead note slightly early if you want urgency. Keep the hits that line up with the snare a little cleaner so the drums stay solid. That contrast is what gives you that half-drunken jungle motion. A good way to think about this is push and breathe. The ARP should feel like it's chasing the beat in some places, then relaxing back into the pocket in others. If every note is equally humanized, the groove gets blurry. But if only a few notes are offset, the phrase feels alive. Next, add velocity changes. This is one of the easiest ways to make the ARP feel like it's reacting to the break. Accent the notes that land right before the snare, or right after a drum fill. Small velocity changes can do a lot in drum and bass. You don't need giant differences, just enough to make the phrase feel performed rather than pasted in. Once the MIDI loop feels good, resample it. This is where the sampling mindset really kicks in. Create a new audio track. Route the ARP into it, arm it, and record a few bars. Now you've got an audio performance you can warp, chop, and treat like an old-school sample. Turn warp on in the clip. If the source is tonal, Complex Pro can work well. If it's more percussive or chopped, try Beats. Only add warp markers where you really need them. Too many markers can kill the natural swing and make it sound overcorrected. Keep the loop length locked to 1 or 2 bars so it stays easy to control. If you want to go deeper, you can also take that rendered audio and put it into Simpler in slice mode. Slice by transient, trigger the slices from MIDI, and rearrange them. That gives you a hybrid of melody and sampling that feels very jungle. It sounds less like a neat MIDI pattern, and more like a loop somebody chopped on hardware. Now place the ARP in context with the drums and bass. This is where the true test happens. A pattern that sounds great solo can turn into mush the second the full break and sub are playing. So test it against the busiest part of the beat. Not just a clean loop. Your ARP should support the drums, not fight them. If the break is busy, simplify the ARP. If the bassline is moving a lot, reduce the ARP density. Leave room for the snare crack and the low-end pressure. In most cases, high pass the ARP somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the way. If the sound is thicker, maybe you can go a bit lower, but be strict. In drum and bass, the low end belongs to the kick, the sub, and maybe a carefully controlled mid-bass layer. Use utility to check mono if needed, especially if the loop has any low-mid buildup. Keep the stereo width under control so the mix stays club-safe. Now let's add motion with stock Ableton effects. A practical chain might be auto-filter, saturator, echo, redux, and maybe a little chorus ensemble or phaser flanger if you want extra movement. You don't need all of them blasting at once. Use them with intent. Auto-filter is great for arranging tension. Automate the cutoff so the ARP opens over a phrase, then closes back down before the next one. A range somewhere between muffled and fairly open can work well. Saturator adds that harmonic bite and helps the loop feel more printed and less sterile. Redux can give you a little sampler grit, but keep it subtle unless you're going for a really destroyed texture. Echo is huge for ragga energy. A filtered 1/8 or dotted 1/8 delay with moderate feedback can create those syncopated tails that make the pattern feel bigger without adding more notes. A classic move is to automate the filter so it opens in the last two beats of every 4 or 8 bars. That gives the loop a breath and then a burst. Very jungle. Very effective. If you want the sound to lean more ragga and less generic, aim for one of three colors: vocal-like formants, organ or horn energy, or a detuned dubby stab. You can do this in Wavefeatable by detuning oscillators a bit and shaping a short envelope. You can also add a tiny amount of frequency shifting for unstable edge, or use a subtle resonant filter peak to make it almost speak. Another good trick is to pitch the audio up a few semitones and warp it back into place. That can give you a gritty, printed feel, almost like the sample was pushed hard on old hardware. Tiny instability goes a long way here. For arrangement, don't just loop it forever. Think like a DJ tool. Maybe the ARP starts filtered and quiet in the intro, then it opens up during the build. In the drop, it comes in fully, dancing on top of the break and sub. 8 bars later, you change it slightly by chopping the last 2 notes. In a breakdown, you can resample a tail and reverse it for tension. For the second drop, maybe you bring the same idea back with harsher distortion or an octave variation. One really effective move is to mute the ARP for a bar right before the drop. Then bring it back with a new automation state, more open filter, more saturation, maybe a louder delay send, maybe one note pushed up an octave. That little absence makes the return hit harder. Variation is everything here. Make at least a few versions. Keep one cleanest and most restrained. Make one main drop version with swing and mild saturation. Make one chopped or resampled fill version with more edge. Then maybe make one high octave or more distorted version for the last 4 bars or for the second drop. Even if all the versions come from the same source sound, changing rhythm details, note lengths, velocities, and effect state keeps the section moving. And remember, sometimes the best variation is deletion. A broken version with one missing note can feel more authentic than a full pattern. Jungle loves negative space when it's used with confidence. As you mix, keep checking whether the ARP is actually helping the record. The kick and snare need to punch through. The sub needs to stay centered and clean. The ARP should not mask the snare presence, especially in the low mids and upper mids where the crack lives. If it feels crowded, don't immediately make it louder or wetter. Often the best move is to reduce it by 10 to 20% and let the drums do more of the talking. If the track has a vocal or MC, thin the ARP out in the mid-range during those moments. Let the phrase become a response rather than a constant wall. That's where the call and response spirit really comes alive. Here's the big takeaway. The most convincing swung jungle ARP is not just swung. It's pushed, breathed, sampled, and arranged like a living part of the track. Keep the notes simple. Shape the groove with timing and velocity, resample the performance, and then use filtering, saturation, and delay to make it evolve. For practice, build a 2-bar ARP in a minor key using Simpler or Wavefeatable. Write a 4-note phrase with one rest, apply groove, resample it, and process it with EQ8, auto filter, and saturator. Then make one version with a missing note and one with a higher octave hit. Loop it over drums and a sub, and listen carefully. Does it support the groove, or does it fight it? If it supports the groove, you're in the zone. If it fights the groove, simplify before you add more processing. That's how you get from a simple MIDI idea to rag-infused jungle chaos in Ableton Live 12. Tight, swung, sample-minded, and ready to tear up a drop.